Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Daily Pop. Yes, we have to talk about Dancing with the Stars and Carol Baskin. Mm. Of course, she broke out some wild moves last night and even danced to Eye of the Tiger, just like we predicted. I would say her dancing skills were on par with what I thought might
it's
be what we see.
Exactly what I expected. Mm-hmm. A lot of print, a lot of jerkiness. Just, it is what it is.
Not super smooth. Okay, but it's what happened during the commercial breaks that really has everyone talking today. ABC aired an ad featuring the family of Carol's first husband, Don Lewis, who disappeared back in 1997. The mystery was a huge subject of the Netflix hit Tiger King. Well, Don's family is once again demanding information on his whereabouts.
Oof. Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
Don's family reportedly paid for this ad. Reminder, Carol has previously told E! News she strongly denies accusations that she has anything to do with the disappearance of Don. Was this a genius move? Was this totally savage?
I can't believe that a network would do that to someone who is on their program.
Right?
And it's just a reminder that when you think about how that network kind of sort of operates, like you think about The View and how much stuff leaks conveniently from The View. You think about, you know, what happens on The Bachelor and Bachelorette and how much stuff leaks out from that. To go this far, to let me sign up for a show and then let someone come on and make that kind of accusation, that lets me know that, you know what, you're in it not only for the money, but you're in it for the gimmick. Because if ABC would have just said, you know what, we can't run this, that money would have came somewhere else. That money would have came from somewhere
else. It's the press, though. That's exactly why we're talking about it right now. I mean, at the end of the day, they're not inviting Carol Baskin over for Thanksgiving. They want her to be on her program because they want people to watch the program. So if they're going to go and run an ad like this, like, it is shady as hell. Like, I mean, listen, everyone has their opinions on what happened. I think most people lean one way. We all watch the show. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they need to make sure that people are tuning in and people like us are talking about it the next day. Like, they're not best friends with Carol Baskin. They're not, you know?
Was so upset with how the Netflix documentary turned out. She said, oh, they used me. They painted this picture of me. It wasn't about the Tigers like I thought it was going to be. This was, so when she decided to join Dancing with the Stars on record, she said, like, this is my chance to now make it about the Tigers. And I'm like, oh, Carol. But, like, it just, like, her naiveness, I think, when it comes to show business. Like,
that's the problem. It's like when you see people who are going on a show and then all of a sudden they think they're like in the real world. And then all of a sudden Dr. Drew comes out of the curtain and they realize they're on some kind of therapy show. And they're like, oh, my God, what happened? Why is Dr. Drew here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just need people to realize, and I feel bad for her, that she didn't understand. Like, she thought she was going on. She was going to get this extra 15 minutes of fame. But everyone is a product.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that about yourself. You are a commodity. How are these people going to not, I don't want to say exploit you, but I'm going to say exploit you to make their program the highest in ratings.
But
and this was one way.
She plays into it. She plays into it. I mean, honestly, I'm really curious to see how far she goes. Because, I mean, how many songs have Tiger in it? Like, how many Tiger prints is she wearing throughout every dance?
Right.
You can find a few.
We all saw the dance skills. So if she lives on, then it's kind of obvious that they're keeping her around for a ratings game, thinking that she's going to bring in all the viewers. Now, here's the thing that I have to say. On the other side of this, if you are Don's family, right, and you truly believe that Carol did this, you are feeling a certain type of way about seeing someone who you think murdered your father.
Oh, my God.
Rise to fame. Not just get on a Netflix documentary and everybody be saying your name, but now she's getting on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And so if I was part of their family, call me savage, but I may do the exact same thing because I'm furious that this person is getting more famous and getting celebrated whenever I feel that they've done something to me.
If any of us were in this position of Don's family, we would all do the same thing. I definitely do not dispute that whatsoever. Like, these people are people that suffered a real tragedy. I mean, they lost somebody in their lives and it is completely still open. Like, nobody really knows what happened. So, I agree with you 100% on that. No way.
Yeah, but what if Don is sitting on an island with Tupac having a piña colada.
Oh,
as a family member, you've been paying all this money to point your finger at Carole Baskin, and it could not be her. There's a 50% chance that this woman did not kill this
100%,
man.
100%, but that's the mystery. And that's like...
But we're living in America right now, and it's innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem that we have. We always think people are guilty until they're proven innocent.
Right.
It's the opposite way around.
Yeah.
And don't invite me on something and then use me as a gimmick. I wouldn't be surprised if that woman walked off that show and said, you know what, ABC, and I'm out. I did it again.
She's not walking.
It's Tuesday, everybody.
Tuesday. I like it.
All right. Well, let's lighten things up, you guys. We have an update on our big story yesterday. Chris Evans is responding to the accidental leak of that naked photo. You remember the one, okay?
Show it.
Last night, he tweeted, "Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd." And he included the face palm emoji. So then this morning, he went on the Tamron Hall show, and Chris revealed how he's really feeling about the whole situation.
That's called turning a frown upside down, Cameron. It was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. Things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
Oh, I love him. I'm in love with him.
I bet you all have to see that photo.
I know.
I'm like, why?
but he's so sweet the way he did it. It was so cute. Well done.
I know. I mean, it's really cute. I think he addressed it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was humble. He was honest. He was sweet. And, you know, he thanked his fans because his fans did. They had his back yesterday. And that's all weekend long. So that's pretty amazing.
You know, part of being a celebrity, I think you learn over the years is the minute you deny something, then the investigation starts.
Mm-hmm.
He actually did it the right way, which is, let's take this and pivot. You know what? Celebrities pay PR firms $5,000, sometimes $20,000 a month. Make sure they're working for you. This is the right way to do it, because let me just let you know something. If he went on Tamron Hall and his publicist said, by the way, I know we were scheduled for this, we're either going to cancel or you can't talk about this, we would have heard about those goings and comings. Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it would have looked worse for him.
At the end of the day, it was an accident. It was one of those things where you're kind of like, you put your hands up in the air and you're like,
Was it an accident?
You steer clear of this conspiracy. It was a complete accident. He did not post that on purpose. I refuse to
believe that. I don't know, y'all. I don't know, y'all.
Carissa. My mind went there.
Thank you, Carissa.
Together.
Thank you, Carissa.
No. Well, because he is launching like a political website. I mean, he has things going on.
Thank you, Carissa.
He's not that good of an actor.
Thank you, Carissa.
This is insane. No.
But I think now seeing his live reaction on Tamron Hall, owning it, I think it was an accident. I don't think it was a publicity stunt.
I think it was conveniently timed. I think it was at the right moment. And if I turn to my TV this Friday and Dateline is not covering the missing D-pick from Chris Evans, I don't know what's happening. I don't want to live.
All right. Well, you guys, let us know your thoughts. Do you think it was a publicity stunt or a mistake? Hashtag Daily Pop. Tweet us.
Mistake.
2020 just got a little better because Jen Aniston and Brad Pitt reunited online. The first image for the virtual table read of Fast Times at Ridgemont High has been released, and it's packed with stars. But fans, of course, are always laser focused on these two specifically. Check out the picture. Jen is in the top row. Brad is in the bottom. Was that a strategic thing to have them placed far apart? What do you guys think?
I saw this. I mean, I looked at the research this morning, and I literally just went, I skipped everything and opened that first. I mean, the fact that those two are even looking at each other in a little bit of an angle, like, you can't plan this stuff. Like,
oh, I'm so, you think they're looking at each other?
I mean, everybody else. First of all, I knew that this was happening a few weeks ago, and I didn't understand it, and then I realized, okay, this is what it is. Everybody is looking forward, except for those two. Those two are looking around the room like, where is he? It's kind of like you scope out your ex-boyfriend when he walks into the restaurant, you know? It's like, what's he doing? Look at them.
So you think they were put apart strategically?
I think they were put. I mean, I don't know if they were put apart strategically. Can you even do that on a Zoom? Like, can you even place
you can,
people?
Yeah, you can place people.
Oh yeah,
I don't know how it works.
What do you think?
I think that they're looking at each other.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think. I mean, I don't think it would have made a big difference if they were right next to each other or far apart. I think that they weren't necessarily like staring into each other's eyes. Like, I think Maureen, they just grab a good screenshot that just happens to make it look like that. I don't think you should read so much into it.
Oh, I'm reading all the pages.
I work with the blondest people.
Why?
On morning TV.
Whoa.
And by the way, I'm really blonde.
I'm going to ask you two questions. What is Jennifer Aniston's last name?
Aniston?
And it starts with a. Brad Pitt's name starts with last name starts with a.
P.
We are in alphabetical order, ladies.
The whole thing
is in alphabetical order. Jennifer Aniston's first. Julia Roberts
Morgan
is last.
Freeman.
Are y'all insane?
Hold on, I can't see the picture close enough.
Oh, date C comes after A B C.
Well, that takes a lot of, like, invest. Like, I didn't look into it that deep to figure out there was
it's the first thing I saw was that it was in alphabetical order.
That is not blonde. That makes you hyper-focused and very observant.
No.
Yeah.
A bitch just likes the facts, okay? Because before I'm going to go down this rabbit hole of why she was at the top like Marsha Brady and why was he at the bottom, I just want to know. But I will say... I do think this is kind of sort of the perfect storm because we wouldn't see these two people together like this had either of them been in a relationship or married. Mm. And I think now that they're both single, they ran into each other at the SAG Awards.
He's got model.
He's like, you know what I mean? He ain't got that model no more. Too much personal information came out about her and her husband and her open relationship. Ooh. Brad Pitt doesn't want none of that smoke. Mm-hmm. He didn't sign up for, you know, all of this. He wanted something more secret. I think these two actually talk behind the scenes, and we just don't know it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think you're right, too. They're secret. They're friends, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Coming up, you guys, we chat with Drew Barrymore about her new talk show, her famous friends, and marriage proposals. Plus, did William and Kate post this pic to shade Harry and Meghan? Don't run away. We're discussing next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Harry turns 36 today. His family shared a birthday photo and well wishes on Instagram. The Queen shared a photo of them enjoying a candid moment at a reception. Aww. And Will and Kate had fun with this shot of them all running at an event years ago. Kind of looks like Harry's running away from them. Do you think this was a purposeful, thought-out, shady photo, or do you think this was just a fun one they picked?
I think it's a fun one they picked. I know Justin thinks it's probably shady. I think it just is fun. And everyone's smiling. It's goofy. It's playful. I don't think there was too much intent behind it. I don't think they play into that.
Right, everyone?
Disagree.
I know.
At so many levels. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say the reason why. If I wish Carissa a happy birthday and I do it only in my story and I don't do it on my wall, there will be a 4-hour inquisition on Instagram and on Twitter about why I didn't show her love on my wall and just on my story. Like, almost like I got a BJ in the White House or something. Like, literally a press conference about it. I think when you're part of the firm, before you can post anything on your social media moments, it goes through a process. You have to talk to PR people. You got to talk to strategists. They know what the optics are right now with Harry and Meghan living abroad. They were told, by the way, you know, if you don't include Meghan, people are going to say X, Y, and Z. And they probably were like, we don't care. I just think the easier thing could have been when the Fab Four were walking out, wishing him a happy birthday, utilizing the Meghan of it all. But
thought, oh, Meghan's
it's about
not
him.
It. But no. It's like, I don't care that Meghan's not in it. It's not her birthday. But they did make sure that Will and Kate were in it. So I don't know.
But it's their Instagram, right? It's different. I don't think it's a big deal that Meghan's not in it. I don't know. Carissa, no, we're going straight. We're not going left
know.
Today. We're going
Carissa,
straight.
Come on.
I think this is also a throwback to happier times because things have been a little bit rocky.
But they are running, and it does kind of look like Harry is running away from them. I mean, it's a little telling of the truth.
And by
maybe they wanted to play on that,
We're talking about the most photographed people in England.
Yeah, millions of options.
They could have found something.
All right, Drew Barrymore, you guys. She has been an A-list actor her whole life, and now she is taking over on daytime television. I talked with her about her famous friends and what it was like to launch a show during a pandemic.
I'm sure fine.
How are you feeling?
I am really excited. I am nervous. I'm thrilled. I'm ready to go.
I've seen firsthand that how much blood, sweat, and tears has gone into this and how long you've been in conversations to get this show on the air. And to have to try to reinvent the wheel during a pandemic, I mean, do you need a cocktail? Like, what can I do to help you?
Don't worry. I uncorked the valve, you know, and let off some steam where and when it's appropriate, for sure. But I feel very focused and healthy and, like, revitalized. And I'm, like, very happy that I get to do this show at this point in my life.
I love your lineup. Can we just say you're bringing in all the celebrity friends?
This is the loudest this room has been.
How easy was that? Was that just, like, a text? Like, hey, guys, can you come on my new show?
It was actually like a marriage proposal. I got down on one knee in videos I sent to both of them, and I was crying my eyes out in the video. It seemed so right. It felt so right to celebrate the fact that we got to make something that was so forming and so fun for all of us. And we're all still so close, and we're all moms now, and we've experienced life, death, birth, love, divorce, loss, travel, I mean, creativity, sweatpants, and, you know, tears.
All of it.
We've done it all.
But that's why you're going to be the best talk show host ever, because you feel and you give your true perspective and you speak from the heart. And that's the best that you can have.
Well, I'm very happy and honored to be joining your club. And I've been, I mean, you have so many years of footage of me talking about how much I love E!
Hi, I'm Drew Barrymore, and you're watching E! Television.
E!
I'm glad to be on Daily Pop. I'm honored. Thank you. You look beautiful. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh,
the nicest A-list celebrity out there. I mean, she's just so sweet. I wish her all the best.
If she takes one viewer from this show, there will be hell to pay.
This is why DVRs are very important, you guys.
DVR!
To watch her show, check out your local listings or visit thedrewbarrymoreshow.com. All right, still ahead, a Hollywood first for Kerry Washington, plus the new celebrity fashion trends for fall and what we really think about them next. We'll be right back.
I swear, if one viewer...
Don't you dare change that channel.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are you nervous about getting on that stage?
I'm really excited. You know, it's my first time at the Emmys because I've never really worked in television. So I'm about to take this leap into the television world with the show Scandal on ABC. And I couldn't be more excited to be here and be experiencing all of this for the first time.
Ah, that was Kerry Washington's first time at the Emmys in 2011. Killed it in that
Oh, my God. You know what? When I look back and I think about it, can you imagine Chenille from Save the Last Dance is, like, now one of the biggest celebrities in the world?
And she's had the fashion game on point since her first time. Of course, you guys, E! Has Emmys covered all weekend long. Catch our Daily Pop live Emmy special Saturday morning at 11 a.m., as well as E!'s Inside Guide on Friday night. Then on Sunday night, the Emmys air on ABC, and our E! Coverage starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern and goes all night long to the after party.
Yum.
All right. Also going on right now, New York Fashion Week, where all the hottest trends are being set for next spring. But if you want to be on trend this fall, we have some new Tuesday trends. And if you want to shop the looks, you can head to eonline.com/shop. All right, first up, bucket hats. Okay, we've been seeing these everywhere. Celebs like Sofia Richie, Hailey Bieber, Vanessa Hudgens, Kylie Jenner, all sporting the bucket hats. Are we into this? Try it or trash it.
Be careful.
Trash it. I don't like it, but it works on all of these girls. You have to like be like 20 to 25 or something. I don't know.
You got to be a hanger. Like, you have to be, like, one of those body types that, like, is like a hanger. Like, you can just throw anything on it, and it's fine. But I will say, if you're looking for some sun protection, I am the old lady in the bucket hat.
Yeah.
And I actually got one from Eonline. I'm so embarrassed.
Yay! I like it. Okay, I'm on the fence, but some people can pull it off. Some people can't. It just depends on the person. Fun one, fringe. Okay, fashion experts predict we will see a whole lot of fringe as we head into fall. Doja Cat rocked her fringe in the VMA dress. Scout Willis had a fringe mask. Rita Ora had a fringe purse. What do you guys think about fringe?
I'm always here for some fringe. I'm going to try it, but I need you to try it once and then move on from it for at least 3 to 6 months.
Don't overdo it.
Don't over-fringe anything.
And also one piece of fringe. Like, I liked the fringe purse. The fringe mask, okay, whatever. We're all playing with our masks.
As long as you have a mask on.
Yeah. But it's one little article that's fringe, not too much.
Agreed.
And remember, to get any of these looks, you can go to eonline.com/shop. All right, guys, we are out of time. Tomorrow, we have new insider scoop on how Gigi Hadid is getting ready for baby. And Jennifer Aniston is going to be talking about her very first time at the Emmys. You guys watch Daily Pop at 11:30 tonight and come back tomorrow every day at 12:30 for Daily Pop. Bye.